Yeah, well, you know, obviously the name is, I think, a tribute to the great history of the Packers. You know, and we had a restaurant here. I thought, you know, Curly's worked well. It was up on the second floor, though, and I think it was difficult for, you know, visitors, especially first-time visitors, to the atrium to find. And I think, you know, having it right here on the atrium floor and with, you know, the plans that Delaware North and Charlie have for the restaurant, I think it's really going to be well received by our fans. And, you know, some of the highlights, I think, you know, Charlie mentioned, you know, the outdoor seating. I think training camp, you know, the first part of the season is going to be really popular. And then, you know, the bar having the view of the Lombardi Trophy. You know, there aren't many many places that have a view like that.
Mark, could you talk about Unitsk as you look forward, it'll be ready for training camp?
Huh? Yeah, you know, right now, you know, looks like by the end of training camp, by the end of July, restaurant will be ready. And, you know, that was really kind of the goal all along because, you know, obviously, well, you know, Larry, you've been – you know, that's a vacation season. A lot of people take their vacations around training camp. So we'll have a good, big influx of people, and I think it'll be a great time to open the restaurant up.
Charlie, can you talk about the menu again a little bit?
Sure. The menu is really a spin on local favorites. We took, you know, kind of that thought of taking comfort food but making it a very chef-driven menu item. So we're going to be sourcing local ingredients, working with local farmers. And, you know, you might see a mac and cheese, but it might have a spin with a truffle sauce or something along those lines. You know, like I said, we'll have media tastings and lots of tastings as we get closer. But the real development just came from what great food tastes like and how we can make it even better.
What about favorites from Curly's? Will they be back?
Absolutely. You know, Curly's was a great spot for us, and you know, the burgers in Curly's were always very well received. We're going to definitely have a kind of an homage to Curly's with some of the menu items and the way that we name them and things like that. But a lot of the favorites will be there. They might just be done or presented a little bit differently than they were in the past.
Talk about employees, the staff from Curly's coming back.
Sure. Yep. All of our staff is welcome back, and we'll begin training over the course of the next month or so, and then with the enhanced service level, we anticipate hiring a few more folks too.
Do any numbers on how many people will be working?
You know, not off the top of my head.
Charlie, could you elaborate on the outdoor terrace seating?
Sure. Essentially, it'll be a 100-person outdoor setting surrounded by planters and some local greenery to kind of create some ambiance out there. We'll have some umbrella heaters, and then there'll actually be an access door on the plaza that'll feed right into the restaurant so we can offer a full-service menu as well as a full bar outside. The footprint itself is actually a little bit smaller, but when you take into account the game room and everything that Curly's was comprised of, we really don't think we're losing too many seats.
What's the capacity overall?
Overall, right around 350.
Including outdoor?
Yes.
Mark, did you have any input on the menu?
Yeah, thankfully, no, for our fans. Charlie, tell them about on game day, outdoor seating will still be available.
On game day, we'll actually be able to expand our footprint outside a little bit so we can accommodate up to about 350 guests outside, where we'll be putting a portable grill and portable bars outside to create almost like a tailgate experience inside the walls of Lambeau. So we're pretty excited about that, and we think the fans are going to respond very well to it.
I know you talked about heaters out there. Do you expect it to be open for the majority of the season or just the beginning?
I think that day-to-day it'll be open up until about the beginning, but once we get into the season, it'll be open for every game day.
We have very hearty fans.
Yeah, exactly. Folks come dressed ready to be outside, so.
All right. I think hot chocolate will be a popular item.
Yeah. Mark, switch gears just a second.
Sure.
Step in just a little.
Yeah,
closer,
sure.
It's official now.
Yeah.
Brett Favre, halftime, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that was the worst kept secret in the NFL. Yeah, yeah, we're really excited about it. It's you know, it's funny the way it worked. So we had you know, we talked with the league about scheduling, and we had identified the Bears as the opponent that made the most sense for the unveiling of Favre's number. and kind of went back and forth with Howard Katz from the league, and he came back and said, you know, what do you think about Thanksgiving night? And, you know, the more we thought about it, it really made sense. And so it's exciting, you know. It's it'll be historic in the sense that, you know, we've had so few players that have had their numbers retired, so to be able to unveil that. But then to know that it's only the second time in our history that we've hosted a Thanksgiving game is it's going to be pretty special.
A huge month for Packer football. Ron Wolf.
Yeah. With the Lions. Yeah, that's going to be great, you know, to have – you know, to have within a couple weeks in November, have, you know, two, you know, people that have probably had as big an impact as any in our history on the organization. And they're really kind of the connection, you know, that Ron brought him here, and, you know, the success that the two of them, obviously with Mike Holmgren playing a big role as well, was, you know, part of the history and great tradition of the Packers.
Mark, is there any reason that was scheduled for the Lions game on the 15th? Is there any reason, or just that's how it worked out?
Yeah, it worked out, and, you know, we're also cognizant of, you know, the green versus gold and trying to spread things out. So I think having the Lions game is one of our Milwaukee package games, so we thought that would be pretty special for them.